Lord, please help us rise above our sorrow and renew our spirits with your loving kindness and comfort. Fill our souls with your everlasting love. Amen. Mother Claire began, Blessed Mother, this is beyond horrible. Lord, please, I need to get in touch with you. Please don't allow me to be lost in the midst of confusion somewhere. Blessed Mother began speaking, Claire, you are living in the last days of the scriptures, which most have been thinking there would be more time. You've been told how much time. I know it doesn't make it any simpler, any easier. It is just that you are seeing scripture fulfilled in your hearing ears. You have been given the graces you need to navigate through this most difficult and threatening time. Your president will not delay much longer. Truly, things have come to a head, a point of no return. This is the sad news. Do not be confused by timelines. Mother, it doesn't feel imminent. You are not on the front lines. Try to rally your brain into a strong perspective. The signs are truly all around you. I guess I feel like something better than what they have planned is going to save us at the last hour. War is so senseless. What is wrong with me? I can't think straight or put two and two together. These things are happening right before your very eyes, and you are well informed. Prayer and praise. The enemy does not want affirmation and truth going forth. He would rather leave you in the dark, guessing about what and when things are going to happen. But you can see the situation has become critical. The souls around you, and including you, have fallen into this malaise. It is a wicked attempt of the enemy to cause brain fog and cut you off from the Lord. As you worship, this will be broken. Beloved Claire, do not focus on the vessel yourself or anyone else. You know you have a legitimate office to fulfill. Even though interpreting things might seem to elude you, you have pulled some pieces together. How much longer, Mother? It seems like forever. And yet, when it comes, it will be too quick. Your posture now? Prayer. Soon enough you will get disclosed information. Keep your hearts and minds riveted on cleaving to your spouse and providing the words to go forth. The living will envy the dead. Do not mourn for those who are saved and will be taken. This is the greatest act of mercy your tender, loving God can give you. Do not fear what was left unfinished on earth. You will have eternity to share the good works begun here. Mother, please break through this gloom. What I would like you to see is how wonderful it is when the soul completes their journey and walks into eternity. How blessed is the one who dies in his grace. Do you see, children? There is nothing upon this earth worth waiting for, worth staying back for, unless it is to serve and give more. Many of you are very tired and are just waiting for the day of your translation. I cannot find fault with that. I too was eagerly anticipating that day. But do not give in to sadness that it is not your turn. Rather stir your hearts and look for new and encouraging ways to help those around you. Collect wedding presents for your groom, dear ones. Collect these gifts, and how magnificent that day will be. Don't desire to leave this earth one moment sooner than you are called, because there is still much fruit for you to bring forth. Then he will surprise you with joy beyond all knowing at that moment when he says to you, Come up hither. Rejoice at the passing of the faithful, and pray that you too may soon be invited to come up hither, where there is an end to all pain, all ugliness, all suffering. Arise, my beautiful one, and come. For you have passed from mortality, sin, and darkness into the abode of the blessed, where every tear is washed away. Every wrinkle in your soul is gently steam cleaned out, and you emerge the glorious bride you were born to be.